Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you on what I call the gift of wicked people. Now, someone will ask me, what's gift about a wicked person? What's gift about encountering someone that you consider to be wicked? My focus in this podcast is to share with you what is gift about people that we consider wicked. My reason is that a lot of times, those people have things that are good they have to do for us. They have things that we can profit from their lifestyle or the way they do things. But because we are fixated on certain areas of their lives, we forget to harness what is good that we can from them. Because we are fixated on the pains that we may have gotten from them, we forget to understand that there is also the pay that the pains they bring comes with. People who we call wicked are actually gifts to us in one way or the other. First, I'd like us to be on the same page by trying to explain to you what I actually mean by wicked person. Of course, there are different definitions of a wicked person. If you read Proverbs a lot, that's the book of Proverbs in the Bible, you find different ways a wicked person is described. But for this podcast, what I mean when I say wicked person is that a wicked person is someone you consider his lifestyle, his manner of life not being pleasant. You can also say that a wicked person is a mean person. That's when you encounter conductors and they are mean, they want to push you down. Or want to suppress your life because you enter their cab, or you go to work and you find that your boss is mean, or your subordinate is mean. Yes, we also have subordinates who are mean to their bosses. Yes, things like that happen. Whatever way you encounter people and you just find that they hate you or they are just mean to you. A lot of times people who hate you express wickedness to you. There are also others that they don't hate you. It just comes out of them almost naturally to be wicked to you. And what I'm saying is that those people are actually gifts to you. I repeat, those people are actually gifts to you. Why you have never been able to see them as gifts is because you have not been able to look at them from the angle that I'm going to share with you today. You have not been able to see how useful God has designed them to be to you. Now, I want to share with you about two or three points to help you see clearly that when you encounter wicked people, when they come to you, when you meet them, you have been gifted by God. And I say you should make it a point of duty to harness all the gifts that are encased in people like that. One is that one of the things that wicked people help you do is that they widen your view about life. The first time I encountered someone like that, I was shocked to realize that people like that existed on this earth. In fact, I was talking with my coach then because I had to work with the fellow I'm talking about. So I told my coach, I said, I can't continue working here, that this person is this way, the other way. He said, are you trying to tell me, Joe, that this is the worst person you have seen? I say, I don't believe there is a worst person. You understand English? No, don't mind the English. I don't believe there is a worst person you can see than that person. So she said, no, that more mean and wicked people exist. But at least what it has helped me do is to understand, okay, this is how this person behaves. This is how she thinks. And of course, that's largely a reflection of the way the person views life. Now, for me, it means that, okay, at least it prepared my mind that if I meet somebody like the person again, I mean, I won't be surprised. I'll just take it as one of those things. I mean, I've seen your type before now. You understand what I'm saying? And let me tell you clearly, the kind of roommate I had in my third year and the one I had in my last year in school, there were two human beings in those 2 years in the rooms I stayed. They really shook me. When I say shook me, one person I wanted to get iron and break his head. Like, that's how much he made me angry. But as I woke up, as I stood up and I was trying to go and get the iron, I wasn't rushing to go and get the iron. I made up my mind when I stand up, I'm going to get an iron and break his head while he's sleeping. I'm telling you the truth. So when I woke up, I turned on my laptop to just to check something. It happened that Michael Smith or one of those American singers was singing. The song was something about Jesus, you be lifted up. That's what the song was. So when I heard it, the first thing that comes to my mind, if I break this guy's head, Jesus is not lifted up in my mind. That was the only reason why I didn't break his head, because he actually pressed me to that point. So I endured him until we were through with that time. The point I'm saying is that he helped me see that people can oppress others just because they feel they are in higher class than this person, and because they feel they have more muscular power than him. Every single person you meet helps you see people from different backgrounds, and that prepares you to even see worse people than that. This is another thing seeing people from those kind of backgrounds do for you. It helps you see, okay, if people think like this, something must have gone through their mind. It may have been a result of their group upbringing, their training, and things like that that made them behave, think, and act that way. Therefore, you just tell yourself, when I give birth to children, I'll have to do something on my own to make sure I don't train children who behave like this. Do you understand what I'm saying? As soon as I found out how they behave like this, I just noted, if I encounter somebody who has this kind of attributes and I'm in a position of authority or where I can correct him, I'll just call him and say, my guys, listen, I think you need to change this in about the way you think. Do this thing, do that one. When the person has been able to do it, he will wake up one day to realize that he's not that wicked again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Another thing I want to tell you about wicked people is that they make you stronger. Yes, a mean boss who wants to give you more work than he should just because he's mean and wicked to you. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you. If you ever do your best to get that work done, the work that is considered impossible, the work that was given to you just because they want to punish you, let me tell you something, you have improved without realizing it. You have become a stronger person without realizing it. You have become a more competent person without realizing it. You have become better at your speed and efficiency of delivery without realizing it. Therefore, do not be angry. Do not get bitter because you encounter wicked boss, for instance. And let me tell you something. The last person I stayed in the same room with as an undergraduate, here's what he did for me. He made me develop patience beyond normal. You can see me and be talking to me, say, Brigitte, you are an idiot. You are stupid and I'll be looking like you like Mumu. I was not like that way before. But when I saw this guy, he talked to me. He said things I felt like, but my guy, are you stupid or something? And I didn't answer him. I didn't tell him. After talking, I will laugh. And let me tell you the worst of it. For him, after abusing me, I'll turn it into a joke. Everybody in the room will laugh. He will feel ashamed. I'll carry my bag and start going to class. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't know how I came about this. I can't tell you how I developed that. But what I just noted is that as soon as I figured out this, the way this guy behaves, I say I will not answer him one day. I just told myself, I won't answer him. Because I won't answer him, I had to enjoy it. I had to develop patience. And I was, within that time, my tolerance level, patience level, obviously, increased more than I ever thought possible. The same thing has happened to me when I encounter bus conductor, people on queue, different places, and they are just mean. They help you develop patience. They help you endure. They help you become a better person. On the surface, they may appear as just they are wicked people who want to ruin your life. But in reality, what they are is that they are gifts given to you by God, I believe, to make you stronger, to make you see life from a different perspective, especially to make you stronger for the future that is ahead of you. I believe every person I encounter that seems to have been mean to me instilled something in me, instilled a character trait in me that has helped me today more than anything else. Therefore, when you see wicked people, look away from the pains they cause you into the things they are building in you, into the character they are helping you develop, into the skill they are helping you develop, into the efficiency they are helping you increase. What's the point I've made? Many times you encounter unpleasant people, wicked people in different places. Do not allow their wickedness make you treat them angrily, make you stoop so low like them to treat them wickedly as well. Instead, allow their wickedness work for your own good by making it help you see world from a different perspective, make you stronger, and instill a character trait in you.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Brigitte Step Up, brought to you by Brigitte Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brigitte.com. That is Brigitte.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brigitte World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.